So a short while ago, we talked about Alec Baldwin, of course, his endorsement of Capital One looking a little sketchy at the moment. Well, he's one of those celebrities that has had kind of an on-again, off-again relationship with Twitter. At the moment, it seems like there's kind of a trend from Alec Baldwin to John Mayer. More and more big-name celebrities are choosing to drop out of the Twitterverse.
Here to talk with us about what this means in today's Midday Extra is Devendra Hardawar, who is national editor of Venture Beat. Hi there.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going well. So why do you think all these celebrities are leaving Twitter in droves?
I'm not sure if it's in droves, as a lot of these reports tend to be, but I'm not surprised to see celebrities that maybe as they amass millions of followers and they really, start using Twitter to its full potential, which is a direct connection to fans. At that point, a lot of these folks who are used to having handlers and who are used to having people in between what they're saying and their fans, that direct connection can be kind of scary. And if you make any mistake, it can come back to bite you really quickly. So, yeah, I can see if something bad happens, they may just want to give up on this whole Twitter thing.
So you basically have these celebrities deciding that it's just too risky to be real, I guess you could say, that they'd rather be kind of managed and have everything edited and made sure that it's all okay before they put it out there with their fans.
Yeah, I think maybe from their managers or maybe from their own perspective, they realize that there is a certain value to having the mystique of being a celebrity. And when you're directly in touch with people and people are seeing how you actually speak or how you're actually thinking without any handling, that can be kind of scary, and it kind of may, it may remove some of the value you have as a celebrity too.
Let's talk about the value to Twitter and what they gain from having these tremendous forces for good or ill, I guess, depending on what they're posting on the site.
Yeah, so for Twitter, I think, and we're seeing this for a lot of web services too, celebrities, be it Justin Bieber or anyone really, like when they join a service, a lot of their fans and a lot of mainstream users tend to follow. So for Twitter, having these people on early, they were great to help Twitter get some mainstream acceptance. And now that they're leaving, though, I don't think it's actually going to hurt the service too much, especially since these celebrities tend to come back. And I think a lot of users, once they start using Twitter, they can see the value of it, too. You're always seeing more and more celebrities come on. And kind of when controversies happen, that's kind of, it's kind of fascinating. It's like you're watching or reading a supermarket tabloid in real time.
Well, I think one of the things that's interesting, if you take the celebrities out of this equation, you just think about the idea of how tied into social media we are these days and trying to give it up altogether. And oftentimes they end up coming back, don't they? They can't stay away for too long.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, there's something addictive to it, and it kind of speaks to the power of Twitter. Unlike Facebook, unlike a lot of other web services, Twitter is all about communication. So this can go multiple ways, but I think from a lot of the celebrities or a lot of people that I know who kind of have big followings I've chatted with on Twitter, they kind of appreciate that direct connection with fans. But there is a balance. So if you go overboard, if you say something dumb, it can come back to bite you.
Devendra, there was a study a little while back. I don't know if you saw this, but I think it surprised a lot of people because it showed that a huge number of the followers on Twitter belong to a very small number of people. That is to say that Twitter had become, in a large sense, just this sort of a PR machine, admittedly maybe a dangerous one, for celebrities and other people who had managed to acquire a lot of followers. So if Twitter starts to lose celebrities, is there any sense that maybe it kind of goes back to its roots, more of a grassroots kind of a communication mechanism?
I'm not quite sure that'll happen, just because it's not just celebrities making Twitter useful too. It's other notable figures. Like, I don't think Barack Obama is a big celebrity, but his Twitter account, which is managed by his staff, but occasionally he makes a tweet on his own. People find value in the things, in the really important Twitter accounts that are out there, and also just following their friends and using it for that for that reason. I still think Twitter they still have a lot to figure out in terms of how they can really reach those mainstream users who may not want to follow any of these celebrities or who don't want to use the service as it is right now. But I don't think losing these celebrities will kill Twitter in any way.
Devendra, are you on Twitter?
I am, yes. I am at Devendra on Twitter.
Very good. Devendra Hardawar at VentureBeat, thank you so much for talking with us. And Jeff and I are also on Twitter, by the way. Jeff, what's your handle?
Very complicated. It's at Jeff Horwich. So if you can spell my last name, you're most of the way there.
I'm at Jeremy Hobson. And of course, the most important, at Marketplace APM is the show's Twitter handle. So follow all of us. And Devendra, thanks again.
Thank you.